Yankala! Whoa! It's been a long time. Wow. Where have you been? Well, you know, it's been busy. It's been busy. Been busy with work, busy with the, you know, the family. I don't know if you're aware there's a war that's going on. You know, whatever. It's all excuses. But the main thing is that I'm back and then I'm ready to hear. I'm ready to hear from you again. I need to hear from you again. I need to just get back into that headspace and to live the palace life, to live the, you know, to live luxuriously. So let's, you know, let's jump in if you don't mind. I need to just throw myself into this. Yeah, of course, of course. We, you know, I still remember where we're holding. We're holding by the room that's built on the foundation of V'tzorech l'hamshich arichas yamim l'soich hamalchus shlotia bebechinas harabonus mikaberes es ba'alea. And like I said to you last time, Yankala, that I'm not going to read every word. The words are on the wall. I'm going to explain and discuss with you and hear your questions and respond to your questions based on the foundations and the construction of this room. And we're going to bring out the incredible beauty, but I'm not going to read every word. So essentially what we're discussing and tying together this whole Torah is how a person has a malchus, Yankala. I don't know if you remember that. You know, this is what we're doing here. Your main desire entering this palace was living a life of yeshiva das, living a life of, you know, allowing the times of atzlacha not to cause, you know, even greater problems when you aren't necessarily in a place of atzlacha. Where you can essentially live with Hashem wherever you are and know that you're serving Him wherever you are. I know that was your main goal in coming to me and entering into this palace. Yeah, no, that was 100% my main goal. I guess what I wanna hone in on and what I really wanna bring out today, what I'm feeling now, first of all, just being with you. Being back here, I'm already like a weight off my shoulder, and like a nice long exhale, just seeing your face and entering the palace, opening up Likut Maran. So that's number one, and it's so good to be here with you and to know that, you know, to know that I'm able to sit with you again and to start these up again. That's first and foremost. But, you know, what I really want to hone in on, and if you can guide me there and help me out, is clarifying what you said earlier, which is, you know, in an earlier session about, you know, being able to be straight with ourselves, be real, be honest about, you know, what we're going through and be honest about what our real mission and purposes in the world, you know, and I want to just understand more how I could do that. Like, I feel like when I'm being honest with myself, quote unquote, I tend to, I guess, take advantage of the word, you know, honesty and being honest, and the outcome of my, you know, of my attempts at being honest are often, you know, often don't produce a happy, lichtig product. You know, I tell myself that I didn't do this or I didn't do enough of that. You know, or this doesn't look how it's supposed to. And I'm like, I'm being honest, I'm being real, I'm being vulnerable, but the outcome is just not healthy for me. I don't feel that Yeshiva Das that you were describing before of not just living with Hashem, but knowing that Hashem wants to be with me where I am. And doesn't just love me, quote unquote, but also likes me and enjoys my company and is benefiting from the, you know, the mission that I'm performing, that I'm in the world for. So really that's what I'm honing in on, is how can I be real with myself without turning that into sadness and, you know, constant shortcoming. I'm pretty impressed with, I'm happy with how that came out. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for today. No, that's wonderful. No, yeah, that's right on the money. And we're going to jump in and you know, just to you know, you said that being with me is already, you know, a weight off your shoulder. Just know that being with you also, and the fact that you're here is a weight off my shoulder, and you know, and is allowing me to shine this light of the past 56 in the world, and this specific room in the world, and to bring out more advice and more, you know, more awareness of the real reality and. You know, and what we're really doing here. So, just to address your question, I don't know how much I'm going to address it head on, but really what I'm doing today is addressing that question. How to be real, how to be straight with myself. That the result of that is going to produce someone who's in control. Someone who feels like they know what's going on in their lives and they have some idea of what they're doing, and then therefore they're able to do it in a purposeful way, in a way that brings them incredible joy and fulfillment, and kirva and closeness to Hashem. So let's jump back to what I was saying earlier, which is that the purpose here is to bring out the malchus of every single person in Klal Yisrael. A malach doesn't have a malchus. An animal doesn't have a malchus. Only a human being who weighs 150 pounds and he's 5'9", dresses the way he dresses, and has all the problems that he has, and inside of him, in the seichel, there's a little thing called an neshama, right? That's the only person who has a malchus, who has a real mission in the world. No goy, no animal, no malach, right? We were given this insane responsibility, and you know, we're charged with fulfilling this secret mission of Hashem. That imbues us with incredible vitality, where we can take the next step forward and the next step forward and the next step forward without ending up in Ramallah and getting our heads chopped off, but taking the step towards Kedusha, and each step being filled with Simcha and Kedusha. And transforming the world into a makom kadosh, transforming the world into a place of malchus dikdusha, not a world in which you're buried, Yankala, under the ground, and then every single thing is burying you more. Torah is heavy, and tefillah is heavy, and eating food makes me heavy, and I don't want to get out of bed. I would love to stay in bed till 11 p.m. Happens to be, you know, some people have kids smacking them in the face to get out of bed, but they would love nothing more than to be in bed till 12 o'clock in the afternoon, because there's this heaviness, this kvura that took place, or a person just wants to bury themselves under the ground, because their malchus is called rabbonus. This malchus is not a ben chorin, it's not free. Because now this person, he has a picturesque version of life and how it's supposed to be, whether he's an avrich and kolel, he has an idea of what kishronos and capabilities are, and, you know, I do know how to learn, I don't know how to learn, and whether or not he's working in a bank, you know, for an international bank, and he's well known, and he's matzliach, and he also created this picture and trapped his malchus in a way that now he's kavur, he's incredibly lifeless. Unless things are going exactly the way that he wants, and there are days like that, but that day itself is from the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara gives it to you as a gift, because that day essentially creates much bigger problems down the line for you. In the new raising of the bar, setting of the standards. So we need to free up our malchus to realize that, no, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. There's a Rebbe who's moilech, who rules the entire world, which is me. I'm that person. I'm the Rebbe. And I'm holding your hand, Yankala. And I'm constantly shining to you, teaching you, telling you, smacking you in the face to wake up, to sober you up, and to tell you, hey, Hashem wants you. He's running your life in a way that he's revealing to you and giving you this tick, this packet of your mission in the world to find Hashem wherever you are, wherever you end up. And this isn't some sob story now and some like slight encouragement and breastlove encouragement, because it also means finding Hashem in Limud HaTorah, not learning like a Balgaiva who feels like, oh, I hit my goals today and now I'm okay. No, you need to find Hashem there also. And for some people, that's, you know, that's an hour of Gemara Be'ian. And for some people, it's a Daf Gemara in the morning and the Perek Mishnayos. And for some people, it's a Chumash and Rashi. And for some people, it's just Chumash. You're sitting in the waiting room by the dentist, and there's a Chumash there. And instead of, you know, zoning out and going on YouTube and watching, videos about climate change and forgetting the Ribbono Shel Olam, forgetting that you have a purpose in the world, because again, it doesn't fit your picture of what, where I do have a mission, because I'm in the waiting room by the dentist, so I don't have a mission here. I don't have anything to do here. There's nothing, there's no way for me to create value here, and I'm not part of this incredible machine called Malchus Dikdusha and Malchus Hashem. I'm not part of that. I'm not. It's not about me. That's about that. There's a tzaddik, a makubal, who's sitting in the waiting room by the dentist. He's involved in tikkunim. Even if he's watching YouTube about climate change, he's involved in the tikkunim. But me, I'm stam, mivazvei zman, wasting my time. I see you're getting impatient, Yankel. Listen, this is addressing your exact point. This is addressing how you're real with yourself. And how, not just that you're real with yourself, but the realness presents itself to you. It's almost just reveals itself to you in a way where now you know what to do. And now you know, like, okay, this is what I really have to do, and I have to stop fooling myself and selling myself too high or selling myself too short. But no, this is really who I am and really what I have to do and really what my day looks like today and really what Hashem wants from me today. And all of these things start to emerge. your eyes will open up and you see a world of Malchus Hashem. But we're getting there, and it might not be today, but we're building up to it. No, I wasn't impatient. The opposite. I'm listening. I'm just taking it in. I'm enjoying it. And I'm already starting to see the answer to my question of how. You know, of how I'm able to be real with myself, because, you know, if I'm not taking these like massive breaks, and then not just massive breaks, but breaks that turn into, you know, atzvos, and then atzvos that turns into complete, you know, abandoned ship, just like giving up completely, which turns into like doing things that I'm really not proud of, you know, instead of that, it wakes me up. I'm above the ground, my feet are on the ground, and I see that I have this mission wherever I am, in whatever I'm doing, you know, whether I'm a Sar HaElef or a Sar HaMeis or a Sar HaChamishim or a Sar HaSaros, whether I'm the ruling over my home or my plate or the fish on my plate, but I have this malchus of, you know, the shlichus, the mission to be Megala Hashem wherever I am. I'm not anymore just like bored and wasting time. And that's the how, is like, instead of being like quote unquote real with myself, which is based on, it's coming out, meaning the realness that I was referring to earlier, it's based on my picture, you know, and based on the trapped version of my malchus, and everything I'm telling myself is just, that's missing. Like, it's missing. Like, or, you know, to be to do cheshbon and nefesh, I'm sitting in this boat just doing cheshbon and nefesh, and like, that's missing, and that's missing, and that's missing, and that's missing, because it doesn't fit my picture. But if I'm able a little bit to take myself out of the picture, and to accept, you know, to accept the way Hashem's running my life, then I have to be real, actively. I have to be actively real, and not just me mezalzel in this idea that, look, this is how it looks, because this is how Hashem wanted it to be. Like, not to be mezalzel on that, no, like, actively being real and straight with myself, and waking myself up and hearing you, Rebbe, hearing you tell me what to do in my ears, and learning your svarim and following your advice so I can align myself with this perspective. But being actively real with myself and telling myself, like, hey, like, this is not stam what's happening here. Like, you're sitting at your office, like, give yourself a little bit, like, smack in the face, or, you know, rev the engine, be like, you know, I guess, like, you know, give a good, like, and wake myself up and be like, this is not stam here. Like, and that already being Mamlech Hashem, that already being a thought in a brain of a person in this world that's worth trillions of dollars. Like, that's priceless, and that Hashem values and Hashem loves, and I start to, you know, I start to feel that myself, my emotions also, you know, and then I bring it level by level into things of this world, right? There's that general, I guess, that general, and I see that you're nodding and appreciating what I'm saying, so I'm just going to continue, but like that general, like, I guess, not being buried anymore, that general just wake up of, you know, and freedom of my malchus, and saying, like, hey, this is not stam. Have a muna for a second of, like, Hashem was manhig this and wants this, and then to bring it out more, and to bring it into my heart, bring it into my emotions. Like, okay, the things that I love today, like, I have to work on that. And I can work on that, like, to turn the love of my bagel into a love of Hashem by recognizing that I don't, even though I'm eating the bagel and the bagel's delicious, but, like, I love the bracha that I made on the bagel. Or if I'm So I'm more of like an oivid, and I like love the nitzoitzis in the bagel. But that, again, that just as an example, because I like bagels, egg and cheese. But that just being an example of bringing it out more and more. And taking that general idea of like malchus, everyone has a malchus, and being mitzamtzim it more, constricting it more into practicality, the practicality of my life and the things that are happening in an active way. Because this is what it means to do work, I guess. No? Like, this is the work that you want me to do. Like, I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm opening Lakut Maran for like, you know, to just reiterate what I heard in yeshiva. I feel like this is the depth of what you're trying to get me to. You know, that's exactly what I'm trying to get you to recognize how the work is the work is constant. The work is constant because you're part of my system, and you're part of Hashem's system of Kvod Shemayim and Malchus Tekdusha. Hashem's saying, like, you're incredibly important to the overall story of the world and the overall story and the day-to-day, you know, the day-to-day application of that overall story. You know, and recognizing that each day is incredible. So Yanko, at the end of each day, like being able to say, wow, today was wonderful. I fixed it today. I fixed up today. Today was a day of positive gain. I'm in the green. Whether or not it was according to your story, but just because you were chosen to be part of Klal Yisrael, like that's the real cheshbon nefesh at the end of the day, to sit down and be like, okay, I wore a yarmulke today, like, sick. And, you know, I don't know, I walked the streets of Tel Aviv today. That's, and I believe that that was misakin. I believe that I was being mamlech Hashem there. And of course, to make it more moment to moment and more, you know, in real time, where, you know, when you're walking the streets, to be able to, to be able to hold your thoughts, your machshava, on the gain that you're creating for yourself and for the olmos alyonim, for the upper worlds that are incredibly real and practical for us. Trying to live that more in real time and using his bodhis to lessen the gap between cognition and recognition of how chashiv your day was, to b'shas ma'isa, when you're actually involved in the things you're involved in, you know, doing it with chiyus, doing it with simcha in the moment. But even if that's not happening right now, right? Even if just, but it's not black and white. So even, you know, hearing me right now, Yankala, so tomorrow, let's say, for example, tomorrow, instead of going on YouTube for an hour without any cognition whatsoever, and just clicking next and next and this one and that one, like, and then at the end of the day, being like, you know what, like, Hashem, I wish I didn't waste my time. I wish I had cognition there, that I was being mamlech you and I had a mission there. And then being mechazik and being strong, that no, you know, I wish I was better at it, but like, even if I wasn't bishlemus, but this is where I'm at right now. But tomorrow, instead of just that and just the black and white, but like tomorrow, take 10 seconds in that moment to be mamlech Hashem, to remove your brain from emptiness and just seeing things like a guy does or an elephant does, and seeing it like a Jew does, which is, you know, there's purpose and meaning in what's going on right now, what I'm involved in my life, and the purpose and meaning is to be mamlech Hashem, to know that my mission is to find Hashem in the hastara and the hiddenness of the world, and then to open up from that the next step, which is, whoa, the world is no longer empty and my surroundings are no longer, you know, just stagnant and dead and, you know, retaining the shape and color because, you know, some factory in Arkansas or China sent me a Diet Coke and that's why it looks this way. But no, like, Hashem wants me to see it this way right now. And step by step, opening your surroundings, opening your life, you start to think about your wife differently, your kids differently, your Torah differently. Why? Because instead of sitting there for an hour doing nothing, stam, you opened up your brain and had an actual thought. And that thought now affected your emotions. And you are no longer worried about, oh no, what's going to be financially, but no, I'm close to Hashem. Like, Hashem's not distant for me. I'm not a middle of the road guy. I'm not picked last for dodgeball. Like, Hashem wants me and he's close to me, so I can discuss with him what I need and he will take care of it. And I am no longer worried. And really doing work and on your emotions. I don't just want to like destroy and murder that person who wronged me last week or 10 years ago. That's like a fake feeling and emotion of like destruction and victory and, you know, competition. I want to actually value one moment of destroying my feelings of distance and destroying my taivas, you know, and one moment of shmir zinayim, and to start to value that I'm mamlech Hashem there. And then furthermore and furthermore and furthermore. This is what it means to get out of being kavur, tachas, the rabbonus, where your malchus is trapped. And you feel the weight of the weight of the world on you in a way that's not empowering. That doesn't give you this simcha, but it buries you. It makes you struggle and feel anxious, feel worried. But when you know that Hashem is so impressed and proud of you fulfilling your mission today, and that's what you care about, that's the only thing you care about, then adarava. However your day looked, whoever crossed your path and gave you hell, you know, that doesn't bother you. It's part of your mission. It's part of your mission to be mamlech Hashem there. Part of your mission to find Hashem in every word, that a human being says. You have these 50-floor buildings just filled with people talking about nothing. But what seems like nothing. But it's, if you, again, open up your brain, you start to really, really change the world and see the world differently and, you know, enter into that place where you're not just, like, constantly ratting yourself out to the king, like, I'm terrible, just take me, I deserve to die. You know, like, take me away, like, just bury me. What am I doing here? But you're going to Hashem and you're ratting yourself out and saying, like, I'm good, I'm so good. I'm doing your mission, Hashem. I'm doing your mission that you have for me, that you custom designed to fit me perfectly. And it's the way that it is right now, it couldn't be any better. And it's good that the word good, and I wrote this in Sikh Saran, but I'll tell you outside, but the word good is just a borrowed terminology. What does good mean? Like, schnitzel is good. You know? I don't know, people like The Office. The Office was good. But what's good? When I say, like, I'm good, Hashem, I'm good, I'm saying there is no other word to describe it. It's a tov that you can't possibly like see or fathom, but just believe in it. Like, I am good. I am so good. I'm wanted. I'm desired. and then to hear it back, to hear it, the MS, to get the validation Elyon, that I provide that for you, I open that up for you. That's my job. That's where I come in as the Moishel al Kol Olam, the person who Hashem, I worked every breath I took, every breath I take, every moment that I exist, I'm working constantly to fix and to build, and I got to a place where I'm able to reveal the incredible nachas that Hashem has in you every moment. I need you to make that first step. I want you to make that first step, because if not, then it can't be real. It can't be you. It won't be you. It'll be you borrowing someone else's, version of good. But when you're in that place where it's like exactly what you don't want to be happening is happening to you, and instead of just giving into that and like the narrative being, oh, okay, new whatever, yeah, well, I'll just keep learning and maybe someone will like recognize me one day, and like waiting for 30 years to finally get an ounce of vitality in life and simcha. But instead of that, that abandonment and complete yeish, you be mamlech Hashem there. it's simple. It really is simple. It really is simple. But that's what's going to happen to you. You're going to be in the place of, okay, exactly what I wish wasn't happening, that's what's happening right now. If it was anything else but this, I'd be fine. But this thing, I can't. I just can't. I can't. And that's how Hashem runs the world for each person. The thing that they do not want to be happening, that's what's happening to them right now. Because why? Hashem wants you to get out of your own malchus, the malchus and the ratzon atzmit, that desire of, like, I want this, I want it to be like this. Whether it's not holy or it's unholy, getting out of that and being mamlech Hashem. And then once you do that, I'm able to reveal to you and to shine to you a true light and a holy validation of, hear that Hashem wants you right now. And spread that out, open up the space. Like, don't just like keep it tight. Like, okay, Hashem wants me. What does that mean? Okay, next. So I had a thought of that Hashem wants me. Now what? No, open things up. Open up the playing field. Have another good thought. Yankala, you could do this. You can do this. This isn't for Mikubalim or Chasidim or Lit. There's no like... Come listen to me. You enter in Pass 56. This is it. This is what it's about. This is the only way to really enliven Malchus, to make sure that Malchus is alive and you're alive, is this das, this awareness that every single limb on me as a Jew, on my body, every nerve ending, every finger is the foundation, is the starting point and the linchpin for millions of worlds and worlds that I cannot see. And if I move my arm like this, then the worlds move like this. And if I move my arm like that, the worlds move like that. This incredible das. But das in a way that the das, this awareness, in a way where it's constricted into your life as it is. And sometimes that's going to look incredibly simple, and you can't have these like really, really, novel thoughts of like, what we were mentioning earlier about, a 50-story building in Manhattan, like, and going into these like novel places and just letting your brain soar and enjoy. Sometimes it's not going to be that. Many times it won't be that. Sometimes, but it has to be something. It has to be something. So sometimes it will be like, hey, open up a sefer and learn a mishnah so that you have a malchus now and that you have something to value. Right now you feel like you have nothing to value. You've given up. You handed yourself in. Okay, I don't have a reason to live anymore. Like, put me out. Send me to Switzerland and kill me. You know, like, instead of that, like, which is where you're at right now, like, open up a sefer, learn an Amud of Gemara, or learn a Perek Mishnayos, and be mechaya yourself. Be so strong about that and enjoy that. Like, if you open up Sichas Aran, Yankala, like, tonight, when you go home, open up Sichas Aran to Sicha Ayin Vav, I have made Limud HaTorah the easiest mitzvah in the entire world. And in this simple place, like, we're trying to attach ourselves to simple mitzvahs. Like, you're wearing tzitzis right now, so attach yourself to that. Like, take this das of how special and chashiv you are, but not in a way where your head's, like, floating now, or is you're not in that place right now. You don't necessarily have the... You're not necessarily in that place yet. Hashem makes the world in a way. Sometimes you're in godless, sometimes you're in katnus. So make it a katnus dikdusha, a smallness and a constricted place of kedusha, like a cheder, a boy in cheder who's so happy, like, to just get up on Shabbos and sing a zemer, because that's holy katnus. Not to think too much at all, but I am wearing tzitzis right now. That's where you're starting from. You're starting from something simple. And sometimes it'll be in this really, like, open place and able to have those thoughts. But okay, I'm happy we started this and opened it up. Is this right now, you're okay leaving on this? Is there anything specific or a question that you had on what I said? Because I have to go, and our session is up. But I'm so happy you came back, and Bezrat Hashem, please come back much quicker than you did last time. So we have a lot to work through here. I am going to. You know, I needed this. I needed this deeply. I'm going home now. I'm excited to go home now. Like, my home. My home. My home. Like, that's my malchus. This gives me this whole new thing. I'm like, not just like then going home and like sitting down and unbuttoning my pants and like just like eating and whatever, like going home and doing that also, but like taking a moment to be like, oh, Baruch Hashem, like I have mezuzahs in my home. Like, Baruch Hashem, like, I'm married. That's so special. I got married, Kedas Moshe Yisrael. And of course, I'm not going to like say these things out loud. That's meshuga. I'm not looking to be a meshuga. These are thoughts that, you know, also turn into words where I'm able, not just, you know, not just in my brain, but to say it, a nice word to my kids, or a nice word to my wife, or a nice word to myself, because I'm starting to believe in my life, you know, I'm starting to believe in my life again, you know, every few hours I stop believing in my life, you know, but right now, at least I can go home and, you know, I appreciate the time, and I'll be back soon.